Peter Jeffrey plays Long John Silver, Hugh Paddock, Ben Gunn, Glyn Houston, Israel Hands, and Ben Rodsker, Jim Hawkins, in Robert Louis Stevenson's classic adventure story, Treasure Island, which has been dramatized for radio by John Scottney. Treasure Island.
We're anchored, is it, hey, Billy? This king ships about. Old Flint can smell him in the wind. I can. We'd not be turning our rump to them if I... I'm a goner, Bill. See there, in the corner. The devil had beckoning me. I am making hot for you, shipmate. Flint will scare if I held away.
Run. What? Run. Drink and the devil.
Here, Billy. Billy Bones, you take this paper.
Flint's fist. That's what Pew called it. I hear my fist.
I sent six men to hell to keep that secret. Keep
a tight hold of my fist, Billy. He's a beckoning me again. More rum, I said. Tommy McGraw. Tommy McGraw.
Fetch off the rum, Tommy.
Squire Trelawney and the doctor, they asked me particulars about what I recall of our adventures on Treasure Island. Well, where to begin? Best maybe back in 57, in the year of our Lord. Like they says in the books, 1757. November time it were, and a rough November at that. The day the old nut-brown seaman first come to our inn. I were 12 then. My father was still alive.
Coming, sir. Coming, master. Won't be a moment.
Ah, boy. This the house you told me of, matey?
Why, Captain, me, I'm no bedbo.
This is a handy cove, lad, and a pleasant situated grog shop. Much company, boy?
No, sir. Not really.
This is the berth for me, then. Call your father, lad, and I'll square with him.
My father's not well, sir. My mother...
Can I be of service, sir?
You can, ma'am. I've a mind to stay here a bit.
Oh.
Here, you.
Yes, sir.
Carry my sea chest in, man. Set it in the parlour here where I can still keep me eye on it, mind.
Aye, sir.
If you're wanting a room, sir, that'll be...
Here.
Oh.
Tell me when I've worked through that, and there'll be more. I'm a plain man, ma'am. Rum and bacon and eggs is what I want. Aye, and that there headland for to watch ships off.
I'll go and make up your room, sir. Jim, see to the gentleman's wants, won't you?
That'll be all.
Thank you, sir.
So, it's Jim, is it? Tell me, Jim, do you get many seafaring men pass this way?
One or two, sir. Making to Bristol.
Jim, here's a silver fourpenny. There'll be another for you on the first of each month if you keep your weather eye open for a seafaring man with one leg. Let me know the instant you see him. Got that?
A seafaring man with one leg. If I see him, sir, you want me to bring him to you?
No, never. By these eyes, never. A silver fourpenny, mind.
Yes, sir. Yes, mister. You'll pardon me, sir, but if you're to stay, what might we call you?
What might you call me? That's a facer. The summers call me Bill. Others, they call me Billy. You just call me Captain.
He was always the captain throughout his long stay with us. I still see him now as he was that day. I see him clear. He comes to me in my dreams. My nightmares. The tarry pigtail that hung down behind his song blue coat. The saber cut across the cheek. And then later, the evenings. All those other nights when he's taken more rum than his head can carry and he sings. Sometimes to himself. At others, he'll demand all present to join in.